It has been called the intelligence coup of the century. Countries thought they were buying encryption equipment from a Swiss company, but there were other secret owners, the CIA and the German intelligence agency, that made it easy for U.S. spies to steal secrets from dozens of governments, both enemies and allies, during and after the Cold War. We know much more about this vast operation because of a new report from the Washington Post and the German public broadcaster, ZDF. We're going to drill down into a few facets of the scheme, including what it meant for U.S. collaboration with Latin American dictatorships. Fortunately, the non-governmental National Security Archive has already done some drilling. Tom Blanton, the head of the archive, explains what the new documents reveal.
These countries were paying money effectively back to the CIA and the West German intelligence for the privilege of letting their supposedly secret communications be read by the Americans and the Germans. So extraordinary. Millions of dollars actually came into both the CIA and the German coffers to pay for more secret intelligence operations.
We have to remember too, Tom, that this was all happening when some really ruthless dictators were running countries across much of Latin America. If the U.S. spies had access to the raw communication of these regimes, what dark chapters of history might we now be able to learn more about?
Boy, that's a great question, and I think that's the next shoe to drop. Neither one of these leaked histories, neither the German one nor the CIA one, apparently give many details of the impact, like what the countries were able to find out ahead of time. There are a couple, like the U.S. negotiations over the Iranian hostages. But the documents we published yesterday, kind of following on the Washington Post story, show that all these Operation Condor countries, these Southern Cone military dictatorships that were assassinating their opponents around the world, like Orlando Letelier right here in Washington, or throwing people out of helicopters into the ocean like in Argentina's Dirty War, that entire Condor operation was using these crypto AG machines. So it raises the question, did the United States have opportunities to intervene and stop some of these atrocities, or did it just choose to keep the stream of intelligence coming, not wanting to jeopardize that? That's what we've got to get at, which is under all this, there's a huge record of these decrypts that could really open that really sordid history, especially in Latin America.
What are the odds, Tom, that these raw communications will ever be declassified and see the light of day? And what about justice for people like the families of Argentines who were thrown out of planes into the ocean?
There are trials right now in Argentina, for example, of military perpetrators who did those kinds of abuses. And we've been sending our staff down there to testify, sending documents down there we've gotten through the Freedom of Information Act. What's interesting about these revelations this week is that somebody leaked these histories. And they're internal histories where the story is one of, wow, we won. Aren't we brilliant? We're great. And from a pure intelligence perspective or realist perspective of American national security advantage, they're absolutely right. But there's a separate set of ethical dilemmas that also get raised by these revelations. They're similar to ethical dilemmas throughout intelligence gathering. Your goal as a spy is to get somebody on the other side to commit treason, right? To do immoral things. This is John le Carré writes about this in every one of his books. Here you have this whole interesting dynamic where we, the United States, had the capacity to listen in on some of the worst actors in the world, and there's still open question about what do we do with that?
There is a parallel here to another big story in the news today. I'm talking about the raging debate about Chinese tech giant Huawei. It's one of the world's biggest mobile phone makers. The concern from the White House and others is that using Huawei equipment in next-generation 5G phone networks opens countries up to spying by the Chinese government. But do these revelations about crypto AG make that alarm seem hypocritical? What do you think?
Not so much hypocritical as another red flag. The vulnerabilities of all of us on privacy grounds keep going up all the time with our adoption of high-tech equipment, smartphone location data, for example. The Huawei, I think, outcry will actually be encouraged by these revelations about crypto AG, because if a ostensibly neutral company based in Switzerland that is the leading provider of crypto machines around the world could be secretly hacked in this way, then, yeah, we all need to have our eyes open.
Tom Blanton heads the non-governmental National Security Archive. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Marco. It's a pleasure.